Volatility Podcast. I'm here with Hao Yang. He's the head of options at Bybit. Hao, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi.
Awesome.
Hi,
well, we're super excited to see that Bybit just recently launched an options suite. It's you're covering Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana. So this is going to be a really interesting offering. But before we jump into that, maybe we could learn a little bit about you and how you became sort of the head of the options product at Bybit. What was your background and how did you find yourself into trading?
Yeah, I worked as an options trader and a quantitative analyst for almost 4 years before I jumped into crypto in traditional finance. So in the start, I found a job at Optiver Amsterdam, started working as a trader on the treasury options desk, and trading treasury interest rate options as well as index options, and then moved to a energy trading house, mainly to pricing and trading OTC exotic options on electricities. And then in 2019, I started paying attention to crypto sphere, and I got my first job in crypto in 2019. Back then it was a startup as well, trying to build up a exchange. And then I worked for a few trading houses and as well as some other big exchanges, for example, OKX, trying to help those guys building their unified margin system as well. And then in the beginning of 2022, I was approached by Bybit and saying, hey, we're building an options platform, asking if you want to join force. And then I got this kink, the magic between me and Bybit. And then we decided to, okay, let's do this together.
That's fantastic. That's really exciting to hear. Maybe just before we jump into Bybit and what you're doing now, I'd love to just kind of shift backwards and maybe talk a little bit about what you were doing at Optiver. So you mentioned that you were on the treasury options desk. Now, was that like a market making role or like a prop trading role?
That was a market making. I mean, the jobs we do there is we provide liquidity to the market. Like that's basically all the jobs of options market maker. We have an obligation that we have to fulfill. We have to provide liquidity. We have to be constantly quoting different strikes, different expiries. And then in the meantime, we also take proprietary positions where we see there's an opportunity in the market. You know, we can go in and take the good trade. And most of the time, our profit and losses comes from two venues. The first is flow. Mm-hmm. So that means the bid and ask spread, we try to be in the middle. And then we capitalize on the bid and ask spread. And then there are proprietary positions we take. That's just the two main sources for income. That's basically all options trading desk that might have.
Yeah, that's great. And that seems like a really important skill set that you're bringing to Bybit. I mean, if you can make a venue that has everything that a market maker needs, now you're going to have some good liquidity on your venue and a lot of opportunity for traders to come over here.
Yeah. So basically, working as a, like working from the exchange perspective, as well as working from a options traders perspective, that allows you to see this business, to see this marketplace as a whole compact view. So you know what the traders does need, and you know how you're going to deliver it for the traders from the exchange perspective. For example, how are you going to build your risk engine? How are you going to construct your technical capacities? For example, how much burst capacity the transactions per second you're going to build? And how do you handle large volumes? How do you handle extreme volatility, et cetera?
Yeah, that's fascinating. I would love to dig into those. So maybe if we could just kind of talk about just broad view, what is the Bybit offering? How big is your team that works under you? And what is the Bybit offering right now? And then maybe we can dig into those details of the risk engine, liquidation policies, things like that.
Yeah, currently there are around 40 people in my team. Around 10 are product and risk guys who, you know, in charge of building all the quantitative models and tuning out products, and the rest of the guys are developers who's in charge of, you know, building up the tech infrastructure and implement the product plans. That's team setups.
That's really interesting. And so right now you guys offer Bitcoin options. I believe ETH and Solana options are either already out or about to come out
Already
very
there.
soon.
It's already there.
Perfect. So when one of the cool innovations that you guys did is that you did USDC collateralized options. So maybe we could just touch on that. Why is that different? And what kind of offering, like how does that make the offering better?
So as an options market maker, I mean, if you're from the traditional world, you're getting used to that everything settled in stablecoin or in dollars. And what we have in crypto is that everything settles before we joined this market, before Bybit started doing options. The majority of the options volume are traded as inverse products, meaning the options are priced and settled in Bitcoin or in Ethereum. So for Bitcoin options, you're trading with Bitcoin. And the pricing and the settlement are all in Bitcoin. And for Ethereum, the same story. What we are offering is that we unified, we combined the both Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Solana options into one compact account system. And all of them are settled in USDC. So that gives our traders a improved capital efficiency and just better collateral management capacities. So instead of settling Bitcoin with Bitcoin, Ethereum with Ethereum, you can now settle everything in USDC.
And a point that you touched on there is the collateral management. I think that's really fascinating. So one of the big things in crypto vol has been relative vol is hard to trade because if you want to trade Bitcoin vol versus ETH vol, you have this problem of managing Bitcoin collateral and ETH collateral, balancing everything out because if your positions are hedging each other and one side moves too much, even though your P&L might not change overall, your collateral is going to change a lot. So does this mean now that USDC is used as collateral for all sort of options that one collateral bank makes it easier to trade relative vol trades?
Yes, exactly. That's what we did. I mean, that's what we offered. So the profit and losses from one product line can be used to offset the profit and losses from another. So because everything is settled and priced in USDC, the profit you make from USDC, from Bitcoin options can be used to offset, the losses or from Ethereum or Solana. That's all in one combined system. So that opens gateways to more ways of trading, which I don't think before us anybody has ever enabled that kind of trading behavior.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. That's going to offer sort of a whole new avenue and perspective for vol traders in crypto. So, go ahead.
It's pretty common in the traditional world that the kind of trade, we call it the spread trading. So you trade the spread between one index, volatility of one index against another, and everything is cross-collateral, cross-margined. But there was a bit historical issues with current options landscape. People build options as inverse products, and for like 5 years or even longer, no one has ever come up with a better or compatible competitive system and products. And that limited the trading capacities, the varieties of trading possibilities. What we are offering to the market is that we're just, giving the market what an options, proper options market should be.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So maybe we can jump into some more details. So obviously, like you guys have your own internal marks. So that's like an internal risk engine that has like a mark or a fair value of an option. So when the market goes illiquid, you could still measure if people are under-collateralized or underfunded or are still in good standing. So maybe we could talk about what is this sort of insurance policy or the liquidation policy or how you guys think of marks? Maybe we could briefly touch on those things.
So, first of all, liquidation is based on your maintenance margin and how much is that as a percentage of your total equity. And the maintenance margin is calculated based on a stress testing scenario. So basically, we scan how much your profit and losses will be given Bitcoin moves up or down 15%. And within the 15% up or down range, we find out the maximum loss your portfolio can occur and charge that as a maintenance margin. So if your maintenance margin is 100% of your equity, then liquidation will happen. We did a partial liquidation engine. So that means instead of taking your entire portfolio in one go, which is, you know, quite common in Delta One products, we will find out the position that's most helpful to you to reduce your risk level. For example, cool. We can find out a short put option or you know, a short call options that has a lot of huge delta and brings the most risk. And then we decide how much we're going to liquidate that position to reduce your risk level to 90%. And once we reduce your risk level to 90%, we will stop.
That's super interesting. And I like that there's like a smart liquidation. So it's going to be like the most impactful position is liquidated. When we're liquidating options in the market, you know, sometimes the market is so wide, especially in like high volatility times. What is the policy there? Does it just pay through the market? And if the market's wide,
well, obviously not. I mean, if there's no liquidity in the market, I mean, then you're paying through everything, then it's going to hurt your equity, right? And it's going to cause more issues for the entire market participants. So what we did, we gave a cap. The liquidation orders naturally comes with a premium. And if we cannot liquidate in the market because there's simply no liquidity, then the orders, the positions will go to a backup liquidity provider account where we manage, where we internalize all the risks and manage it just like how we used to manage a trading desk.
That's fascinating. Very cool. And now, some of the other exchanges have a policy of if losses exceed, you know, user funds, then there's essentially like a sort of insurance fund. Is that a similar policy that you guys have?
Yeah, we do have an insurance fund. I mean, the liquidation premium will go to the insurance fund, and the backup liquidity provision account also act as a liquidity provider as a last resort. All the money in that account is also part of the insurance account. But on a side note, we at Bybit really cares about our users. So we kind of have this policy that we cross insure all the product lines. So we have a fat insurance fund for our USDT products. And we are able to tap into that in the worst case scenarios.
That's fascinating. So just because this option line is new doesn't mean that the insurance fund is very small, because Bybit has a big insurance fund across all its products. That's great to know. So kind of moving on to sort of the future of Bybit and Bybit options. Are you guys, you know, Paradigm, for those who are new, is a RFQ and global RFQ system that does a lot of the block trading in the crypto vol space. Are you guys planning to integrate with Paradigm and offer block trading services through them?
Yes, definitely. We actually have already finished all the technical integration, and we are in the last mile with block trading functionality, pending on the first liquidity providers to integrate. Once those have been done, we will launch it to the market, and then our product offerings will be almost as complete as the major competitors, the dominant players in this ecosystem.
That's fantastic. So that'll be really exciting to watch. And hopefully we can start seeing people trade some relative vol spreads in block trades, in Paradigm, all in one clip. I think that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, exactly.
So how, when you're thinking about the Bybit options offering and even the Bybit sort of market offering overall, maybe we can just touch on a brief overview of Bybit. Like, what do you guys offer overall in the landscape? And then we could maybe talk about the future of the options roadmap. So how old is Bybit, and how big is it, and where does it compare to other exchanges in terms of like futures and stuff like that?
I think we started in 2018, where we only had these inverse perpetual products. And since then, we have grown tremendously, and we have, expanded our product lines as well. We're now currently the number three biggest exchange by derivatives volume. And the products we're covering right now are spot perpetuals, linear perpetual, inverse perpetuals, options, as well as NFTs and other structured products, offerings, and financial products as well. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to be a crypto ark that, be the marketplace where, price discovery happens. That's what we're trying to do. And we just rolled out the unified margin account system where you're able to use Ethereum, Bitcoin, USDT or USDC as collateral to trade both the USDT derivatives product and the USDC derivatives.
Cool. That's fascinating. And you guys are located in Singapore?
Well, we are quite decentralized. I mean, I am in Netherlands.
Cool.
And I have team members working in New Zealand, in Singapore, in Beijing and Shanghai as well. So our commercial headquarter is actually in Dubai.
Interesting. Okay, so Bybit is really like a global marketplace. We can't think of it as a certain sector of the world. It really covers everywhere. So how do you expect, or where do you see? I mean, you guys have pushed a lot in the crypto option space. You guys have released a lot of things. What are some of the other things that you guys have coming in the pipeline or that you're thinking about?
So the next big thing is we want to really tap into our USDT liquidity. So, we have the one of the main, most liquid USDT perpetual markets. So what we want to do is that we want to combine USDT products and USDC options into one single account system as well. So for our options traders, you are able to hedge your positions with the most liquid Delta One products in the market. So in that way, it'll make it easier for both the market makers and volatility players to trade in and out of their vol positions. This is unprecedented. And besides that, we're trying to do more product innovations such as structured product offerings. We did a little bit of experiment called a shark fin, which is basically a principal protected yield strategy that we guarantee a net floor for the investment, and you're also exposed to the underlying volatility of the movement.
That
So I can talk more about it. So the way it's constructed is that we put the majority of the money into a say futures versus spot spread. So that gives you a almost a risk-free yield. And then with the generated yield, we invested into options. And then in that way, it gives you the upside or downside exposure via options and combine it with the principal protected risk-free yield you can only generate in crypto.
That's fascinating. So I just want to touch on that real quick and reiterate it to make sure I understand. So there's a yield from the cash and carry sort of basis trade. So let's say I have Bitcoin, I stick Bitcoin, sell a future against it. That yield is then used to buy call premium. So now I basically have a free call because it's financed by the yield. But now that call gives me upside, and then I'm principal protected because if it goes down, I just have basically my Bitcoin at spot, and it never really loses value because it's hedged off from the future. That's fascinating. So how would someone basically get exposure or trade one of these shark fins with you guys? Is this only OTC, or is this something that I can get
Well,
online?
you can. I think the you can just invest it in as a normal user on our platform. We have this Bybit Earn products. Basically, you can find all sorts of interesting investment products. And this thing we call SharkBing is one of the offerings we're offering. There are also, do asset investments, which basically is a covered call strategy as well.
That's fantastic. And then kind of just touching more on sort of your listed options market, when you're seeing a lot of new users on board. Now, would you say that some of these users are big firms that probably everyone knows about, or is it still mostly crypto-focused funds that are maybe unknown to the traditional world?
We're seeing more and more interest from both the traditional world and existing crypto users to start tapping into our options product lines. We've been talking with very famous hedge fund and family offices that's never has experience with crypto as well, and as well as crypto native funds that manages a few hundreds of billions that want to use options to enhance their proprietary strategies.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I almost think that the fact that now we have good derivatives markets actually enables traditional institutional investors to start participating because they can sort of tailor the risk that they want, and it becomes a lot the tools that they're used to become a lot more common and available. Do you think that the growing options market enables institutional investors to start participating?
Yeah, I do think so because options product gives people more freedom, more ways to construct their risk and return profiles compared to Delta One. You can only gamble or trading in two directions, up or down. There are more ways that you can construct a structure that you want to see based on your risk and return appetite. For example, you can construct a basic call spread. So that's investment to return ratio is around 1 to 2. So basically 2 times leverage or 4 times leverage. You can basically use options to construct all the kind of structures. And what's even better is that if you trade it with a USDC or USD settled options, it makes things a lot of easier because you don't have to worry about the collateral value, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of just a last question here. DeFi options are sort of this niche in the crypto world that are starting to gain traction. Is there anyone that you're talking to in that space? Is there any collaborations that Bybit is thinking or not thinking about? Or is that maybe too far out into the future?
We are definitely thinking about it. We have been in talks with a few startups who actually want to build a decentralized options order book. But what I see is currently DeFi spaces is not able to compete with CeFi, or we're not in the same, we're not in the same competitive zone because what we are offering is a full suite of options trading platform. DeFi, to be honest, the chain capacities, the TPS is not enough to build a full options trading platform. But what we see is that there's a lot of innovation happening in DeFi system that's really, really interesting, and the innovation, unprecedented innovation that you don't see anywhere else. That's also one of the perspectives we're looking into and trying to learn from them as well.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, just wrapping up here, maybe just a little bit more fun question that's less related to work. So you're out in the Netherlands, beautiful place. I recently went to Amsterdam for the first time back in March. What do you do for fun? Do you find time outside of work to do anything else?
Well, I'm a heavy computer game player. Well,
Awesome.
I play Warhammers and Final Fantasy, God of War, a lot of computer games, and also like skiing a lot, snowboarding.
Cool. That's fantastic. Well, and the Netherlands sounds like a great place for skiing and snowboarding as well.
No, it's not.
It's not. Oh, dang.
No, I mean we're flat. I mean Netherlands is completely flat and below sea level.
Got
So
it. All
there's no mountain in the Netherlands.
right. That's good
So
to
what we
know.
have to do is that, everybody just during winter times, or drive 600 kilometers to the south of France and then stay over a week or more or a month over there.
Awesome.
Stay in
Well,
the mountains and never get out.
that's good to know. I'll make sure to not go there for skiing and snowboarding. I'll just go there in the
Yeah.
summer. Well, Hao, thank you so much. I mean, this is a really interesting podcast. We're really excited to see all the innovation going on Bybit. And everyone who tuned in, thanks for listening.